ABC Radio Australia.
Well, one of the smallest electorates in the world goes to the polls tomorrow. It's the general election in Nauru, with the choice of government in the hands of barely 7,000 people. And on the eve of the ballot, there's speculation that the country's current finance minister, David Adiang, is trying to oust the current president, Baron Wonga, by backing a rival candidate in Mr. Wonga's constituency. Meanwhile, the incumbent government's been accused of splurging money and favours in order to win voters' support and stacking the electoral roll with new citizens. Despite persistent requests from Pacific Beat, the government, though, has declined to confirm or deny those accusations. Meanwhile, a former government minister, Roland Kun, who fled from Nauru to New Zealand to be reunited with his family 3 years ago, says the information he's been getting from his former colleagues on the island points to what is an increasingly heated campaign. Mr. Kun spoke with Pacific Beat's Richard Hewitt.
One of the biggest constituency held its election platform where candidates have an opportunity to get in front of people and talk about what they're representing and their policies. And that platform was cut short because the audience was getting a bit unruly.
When you say they were getting unruly, why was that?
Some of the members of the audience were attacking members of government and their supporting members from the last parliament.
What would you see, therefore, as the prospects, for example, of the two members of the Nauru 19, two people you know well, Matthew Batsura and Squire Jeremiah? I mean, do they have enough support to get back into parliament? And if they win, will they even be allowed into parliament, bearing in mind they were thrown out in the first place 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes, well, their suspension from the last parliament has died with that parliament. Yes, they will be able to get back into parliament if they are re-elected. I do believe they do have a chance. They are recovering their support base. Much of the support base they had lost in the past had misunderstood where the arguments were. But now time has passed and there's greater clarity in what the issues were, and especially in regards to rule of law.
What's your understanding of this question of citizenship and citizenship's multiple being handed out apparently to Chinese workers who are employed by MPs? The allegation is that in an effort by government to boost their numbers.
In a place of just 10,000 people, they've brought hundreds of people in, made them citizens, and immediately allowed them to vote. And that all happened in a big wave of new citizenship just before dissolution of government to lead into elections. So we have no doubt in our minds what that is about, and that is to bolster their numbers in the elections.
My understanding is that whilst what the government may have done could be considered to be undesirable, they've not actually done anything illegal. Is that your understanding?
No. I believe there is a big question of legality and constitutionality to what they're doing. Whether they're able to actually give out citizenship in the manner that they've been giving them out, and also whether they can get those people on the electoral rolls, given the way they frame the legislation. They are on the electoral roll, and people have not had any opportunity to question and contest because that happened at the 11th hour.
And at this stage, I mean, I think you've already indicated that it's very difficult to actually predict an election of this nature, but I've been told, for example, that Baron Wonga's seat could be under threat.
Well, yes, there are new candidates who have been installed with the support of existing members of government. For example, in Baron's constituency, there's another candidate who has been put up by David Adiang, the Minister for Finance, and he's putting his support behind that candidate instead of his colleague in the government. And we know what that's about because from our standpoint, David is pursuing the presidency.
So those two are at odds with one another, David Adiang and Baron Wonga?
They're not saying that, but there's evidence to suggest exactly that.